Election 2024 on News Talk.
Richard Boyd Barrett, just elected in the Dunleary constituency on the seventh count for People Before Profit Solidarity. Richard, congratulations.
Thanks, Andrea. And can I just thank the people of Dunleary for voting for me and putting their faith in me to return me to the Dáil. It's a real honour and a privilege.
Carry on, Richard. Apologies.
Yeah, and also I just take the opportunity to thank my team. Fantastic team. It was a big team effort to get us back in.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful to everybody.
Well done. Overall, in the constituency, a four-seater, you're the only non-government or outgoing government representative. What does that say?
Well, I mean, I that was the case before. So we had two... we'd Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens and myself in the last Dáil. And now the Green has lost out, Ossian Smith lost out. And we have two Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So it's for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, it's a good day in Dunleary. And obviously, I think the Greens have paid a pretty high price for going into coalition with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It's something that we've always warned against. We think parties of the left will always lose out if they prop up Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and the Greens have learnt that to their cost.
Yeah, the Greens not of the left though, but irrespective of the fact that they've lost out in lieu of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the message of change didn't land in the Dunleary constituency.
I think that the overall trajectory of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is still slightly down, so they're at the lowest point they've ever been combined. So 60% of people across the country did not vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but the problem was, whether it's Dunleary or anywhere else, I think the absence of a left alliance meant that a lot of people didn't feel there was any clear alternative, and I think that has played to the government's advantage.
Why did you not chat to Mary Lou MacDonald though and other parties of the left to form this alliance?
We did. We asked them several times. I wrote to them, I emailed them, and we didn't get a response.
From Sinn Féin?
And we wrote from any of the parties on the left.
So there was no appetite for this alliance?
No, because I think the view, and sure you can hear it yourself and you can ask them yourself, I mean, they made it clear they wanted to leave open the option of going in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and that indeed is still a discussion that will be live now after this election. We were the only ones who clearly said, no, we believe the left should band together and rule out going in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because otherwise there isn't a clear choice, there isn't a clear alternative. And I think that's what many people felt. I think that's why there was a low turnout, to be honest. And it was fairly significantly, about 5% lower than the last election, because I think a lot of the people who really wanted the change, who didn't want to vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, didn't come out and vote because they didn't think there was a clear alternative available to them. Because the message was, even those who were in opposition to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were considering going in with them. So I think people said, well, if it's just going to be a return of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, if that's an inevitability, why would I bother voting? And I think that was an element in what's happened.
You're the first People Before Profit Solidarity Party TD to be returned. How many more are you expecting?
I would say on a good day, we'll get five. We'll get back with what we had. We may lose out on one. So it hasn't been a brilliant day for us. I mean, our percentage is actually up. Nationally, our percentage is up. But that may not translate into seats, because I think in a lot of areas...
Not transfer friendly.
No, it's not even that. It's that the last time there were big surpluses from Sinn Féin, which also helped carry one or two of our people in. Sinn Féin haven't done as well in a number of constituencies. Those surpluses were not available. I know they've done well in others and are probably going to come out ahead, but I think nationally, their percentages are down, I think. I haven't looked at all the figures, but I think nationally their percentages are down. So, I think that the left suffered and certainly didn't realise the potential they had. If you look at two years ago, there was a real momentum behind the idea of a left government. But that clearly waned over the last year or two, and I think that has worked to the government's advantage, Fine Gael's advantage.
Our own Ivan Yates, Richard, is with me, is back with me in studio. Ivan has a quick question
for
you, Richard.
First of all, I met you recently there, Richard. Congratulations. I have to say, and you've been a real sort of standout as perhaps the most electable of all the people before Profits, and I think Hazel will make it to take over from Breed Smith, who's been a real warrior for you, and so on. But I do think that sort of Sinn Féin is cannibalising the left, and even if you look at your own constituency in Rathdown, Sinn Féin is getting towards half a quota and making progress. The Sock Dems are making a bit of progress. That, like, the fragmentation surely has to be done at a structural basis, that you kind of have to agree to bury the kind of ideological differences.
I absolutely agree. And there's nobody who said this more than us, Ivan. I mean, we have argued endlessly. Right back to 2020, we argued there should be a left alliance, there should be a pact. Right from the beginning of this election, we promoted the vote left, transfer left idea. But unfortunately, and I'm not saying this to be sort of partisan, but it's just a fact, that the other parties in the left did not promote that idea. At the very, very end, Mary Lou did call for, but it was just a couple of days out.
It was during the debate. Wasn't
I wish she had done it early. She called for transfers to go to the Sock Dems and ourselves.
And in fairness, in the 10-leader debate, you were the only one who actually spoke up for her. Like the Sock Dems and Labour's, you could clearly tell the tension between the soft left and Sinn Féin.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I mean, obviously, there are differences between us, but I honestly believe the common ground is greater. And I just don't see how we're ever going to get a big advance for the left in this country unless the left strike out on their own as a separate alliance that are offering a coherent left alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And I think we're seeing the kind of consequences of the absence of that in the current results. Because you can't say that 40% for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is a massive endorsement of the government. It's not. There's 60% of people not voting for them. But that 60% don't see a clear and viable alternative.
All right. Listen, Richard, we'll have to leave it there for the moment. But thank you for joining us. And congratulations as well. I'm sure plenty of celebrations for you too tonight in the Dunleary constituency. Richard Boyd Barrett there, first TD to return to the Dáil and be elected for the People Before Profit Solidarity Party.
Election 2024 on News Talk.